Every year, the Library of Congress chooses 25 recordings to preserve for all time as part of the National Recording Registry. This month, Studio 360 is showcasing some of the selections for 2009. And today, we'll hear about the song that launched the international career of Carmen Miranda. Way before the supremely goofy headdress with the fruit, Miranda was a star in Brazil. In 1939, she recorded a tune by a young songwriter named Dorival Kiimi. The song celebrates Bahia, the first capital of Brazil and a place where African culture really took root on this side of the Atlantic. To tell the story of how Carmen Miranda brought samba to the rest of the world, we have the songwriter's son.
My name is Dori Kiimi. I'm a composer, arranger, sometimes a singer, but just sometimes.
And Carmen Miranda's biographer.
My name is Martha Hill Monteiro, and I'm the author of Brazilian Bombshell, the biography of Carmen Miranda. The 10 years that Carmen worked in Brazil before coming to the United States were 10 years when the best sambas, the sambas that are still played for carnival, the sambas that people always remember, were written. And the best composers wrote for Carmen Miranda because she was the most famous singer.
The name of the song, it's O Que Que a Baiana Tem. This in English would be like, let me think about it. What is that the Baiana has?
The title is a question. What is that the Bahian woman have?
She has a silk twist in her head.
It describes the dress.
She has golden earring, necklace, and bracelets.
The starched skirt.
Colorful fabric draping from the front to the back, and adorned sandals.
Carmen Miranda became well known at the age of 20, so she had been well known for 10 years already. What is important here is the dress, because Carmen Miranda in 1939 wore the same dress and sang O Que Que a Baiana Tem at a nightclub, and Schubert, who was the owner of the Schubert Theaters in New York, was in town, was in Rio, spending carnival days, and was in search of talent. And he saw her and immediately signed her up and organized her trip to New York. And when Carmen appeared on stage in New York, it was just the most incredible success. Everybody was talking about her. Everybody was going to see her. And I'm talking Eleanor Roosevelt and Mickey Rooney. I mean, from those extremes, everybody was going to see Carmen Miranda and talked about Carmen Miranda.
My father describes the dress that really changed Carmen's character, you know, and turned Carmen Miranda into this woman with this dress and fruits and stuff, you know.
And of course, Hollywood, with, you know, the imagination and all the power and the riches and everything, turned that costume into something that has nothing to do with the Bahian costume.
Give me a rhythm that's Latin, and I will show Manhattan my South American drink, samba!
Carmen Miranda in the films represents this wonderful character. Many people think she's Puerto Rican, she's Brazilian, she's Mexican. They don't know the nationality, but she is the friendly, good neighbor that the Americans have during World War II. And that's the parody that is played in all the films. Nice gringos and this señorita from somewhere where everything is luscious and there is no poverty, there is wealth, there is no war, everybody's happy. All that was embodied in Carmen Miranda.
And that's why I don't care for a hoochie-coochie and I don't like the shimmy. Switch my feet to a tropic beat and gimme, 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 gimme a bandana, bandana.
There's one thing about that happens with most of Brazilian artists that leave the country. They criticize, basically, if you leave the country to be famous in another country, you know. And Carmen Miranda paid the price for a while in Brazil, especially the press. They call you Americano, you know. She suffered this thing, you know. This thing impacted in Carmen's life a lot, you know. My father told me that Carmen was really very sad with the reaction of the press in Brazil. The samba is something that started with the African rhythms, and it's very, very into the soul of the Brazilians, you know. I think you're going to be listening to the birth of the Brazilian music to the international community, you know. That's the great beginning of our music in the world.
Okekia Baiana Tame, Carmen Miranda's breakthrough recording from 1939, which will be preserved for all time in the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich produced our story.